Now it's time for Rain and Shine, KVNF's regional weekly science update, where we explore how our planet works and how we work with the planet. Here on the western slope of Colorado, we have been blessed with a combination of warmth from the desert and a steady stream of water that flows down from the mountains in our rivers. This lovely combination makes our area agriculturally rich and abundant, allowing us to grow crops that can be grown nowhere else in the Rocky Mountain region. But living on the edge of a desert means it's all too easy for us to become a desert too. The increasingly erratic nature of weather, early melting of snowpack, more frequent hot, dry winds, this prolonged mega drought, and big swings in temperature. It was 2 degrees at my house on Tuesday morning, it was 65 2 days before, and it's going to be 65 again by Friday. All of these things put us at great risk of desertification. Climate change is frightening because so many of its impacts are outside of our control. Over the next few episodes, while we enter the sleepy winter months of the year, the time where we rest and plan for the coming season, I wanted to share some things that we can do in our communities to help keep them green and abundant, and that are very much in our control. The first, and perhaps the most immediate thing we can do, is make choices that slow down how quickly our landscapes dry out. Wind, dry air, strong direct sunlight, and hot temperatures, sound familiar, all increase the pace at which land and plants lose water, or increase what scientists and farmers call evapotranspiration. When a landscape loses water quickly, it heats up even more, creating a feedback loop of hot and dry. That means more water and more energy have to be used in order to keep things cool and green. Over time, this feedback loop results in, guess what, us becoming a desert. So how can we plan to stop this from happening? Well, big trees of any kind are our friends. They keep the surrounding area cool and reduce evapotranspiration rates. A study done in Cherry Creek, Denver, found that increasing tree canopy by 40% would lower peak daytime temperatures by 11 degrees. Trees have a whole host of other benefits too. They clean the air, slow down wind, and feed the life in the soil that surrounds them. That same study showed $18,000 in utility savings. Trees also consistently increase individual property value. Tune in next week to Rain and Shine for more tips on how not to become a desert. You've been listening to Rain and Shine, produced by KVNF, written and recorded by me, Calla Rose Ostrander. Submit your nature and science questions to rainshine@kvnf.org. And thanks for listening.